Jim Walsh here in the Wabahani studio, talking to local musician. I hate to use the word local, but that's what you are.
That is.
It puts people right in the listening area here. Bill Price, and Bill brought his colleague Grover Perito. Perito? Did I get that right?
Perito.
Okay, Perito. Cellist along with him today, and three of Bill's guitars. Now, we wanted to talk about something. What was the
Oh,
was
we
the
talked
subject?
During that we were playing the track there. You were playing the track.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
talked about that the project doesn't really have a narrative, but it does have an evolution of ideas that sort of, there's kind of a big beginning and a middle and an end. And the postcard song you just played is closer to the end, when this, you know, the wilderness inspiration was starting to kind of kick in, and you know, there's starting to be some conclusions about life and priorities and that sort of thing. But earlier in the project, I think I'd mentioned there's a lot of frustration. There's kind of a romance that breaks up. You know, love is lost, but then love is found. And we have a song, there's several songs kind of addressing those issues, but we thought we might play one here in the studio that's called Our Lady of the Trampoline, which... It's kind of a metaphor for...
We beg all Catholics listening to forgive us on that one.
Well, it's not necessarily about a specific person that but it's about a personality of a woman that has this optimism of reaching for the sky. And that's kind of what the sky represents in this project, is this optimism and this childhood... optimism, when the sky's the limit and you're laying in the backyard and watching the birds go across the sky. I mean, the childhood is another one of the themes. And anyway, the song is kind of uses that metaphor and is about sort of love being refound.
So here is Bill Price on guitar and Grover on cello here on WIT.
You see me on the street, I won't make a sound. My feet will rap and tap and slap and smack, but they won't touch the ground. I'll be walking along, 'cause I long to walk with her, with Our Lady of the Trampoline. It feels like I flew for sure. It takes two wings to fly. I love that girl who loves the... Judge Webster said to me, the circus dies at dawn. Well, I put my ear out to the wind, and I heard that graveyard yawn. Is it the power of love, or the love of power we desire? Is it the light or the heat that draws us to the fire? It takes two wings to fly. I love that girl who loves the sky. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Scholars gathered in my backyard to discuss the sky so deep. They had PhDs in trampolines, but failed the logic of the leap. It's not the years in your life, but the life in your years as you go. It's a little wisdom from Abraham Lincoln, and man, he ought to know. It takes two wings to fly. I love that girl who loves the sky. Sky, sky, sky.
Well, you got Abe Lincoln and Judge Webster in there. I know who Lincoln was. I'm not sure about Judge Webster.
Well, that was a reference to, it's very obscure, but in my mind it was a reference to Webster's dictionary and the way that people just define everything the way it's supposed to be. And this person, this woman in this song is more open-minded than that. So it's a pretty obtuse lyric, but that's where Judge Webster came from.
Well, you've got some interesting inspirations for your songs, and I'm not quite sure where they all, how they gel in your brain.
Well, that's part of the listener's job. I mean, all this stuff makes sense to me, but I'm hoping that it's open-ended enough that when people, can listen and kind of create their own conclusions from the lyrics. So
that's good. That's a way to interpret your music.
Yeah.
I mean, I think some musicians take that target, but other people, I think, want to put things solidify and put it right in the subject matter, right on the table there.
Yeah, they're not.
And either one is good. Either one is good.
Yeah, they're just two different approaches to songwriting, and one is a very more straightforward narrative singer songwriter where you know exactly what the person's saying, and this is a little more surreal, a little more suggestive, I suppose.
If you just joined us, this is Jim Walsh in the Wapahani studio here at WITT, welcoming to our microphone, we only have the one, Bill Price and his colleague, cellist Grover Peridot. Did I get it right? Yeah, I got the thumbs up on that one. Now, we wanted to hear another track that you thought that would follow the live that you just did. One of the tracks from your, this is from the first CD.
Yes.
Track number 13. I didn't write down the title.
It's called Heaven Collapse. And it's also kind of about what the song we just played, Love, being sort of refound. But the reason I suggested this, I just love this recording. It's a little unusual, but we have a horn section on it. And Michael Clark, a great musician here in Indianapolis, plays pedal steel. It's just a pretty unusual arrangement, I think. And
did you record all the music here locally?
Yeah, it was all recorded by Michael Graham at the Lodge Recording Studios. And he did all the mixing and mastering. And I mean, I'm glad you brought that up because he just put, 200% into this project. And
was that all done in 2015?
No, it was, let's see. It would have been started in, I came back from that trip at the end of 2010. And the project, if you include the writing and the packaging and all the stuff I worked on, was really a four-year project. So the recordings and all of that were probably two or three years.
Over a period of a couple of years, yeah.
But he's responsible for how great the recordings are. And anyway, there's a lot of musicians and a lot of different styles, a lot of rhythms and textures, and which is kind of necessary because it's a long project. It's 2 hours and 20 minutes of music, and it's not long in a bad way. It's just there's just a lot there. And
are you finding you're incorporating some of these songs in your concerts throughout the
area? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What song are we going to hear now?
It's called Heaven Collapse.
Devils in the wood piles, someone playing with fire. Ooh.
Well, there's Mick Jagger. No, that's Bill Price. Sorry about that. What did we hear there? That was great.
That was called Heaven Collapse.
Yeah. What was the inspiration for that?
Well, again, it's kind of about the sky and, you know, it's finding love and romance again. And like I said, in the project, that kind of happens. And so that's just one of the songs related to that.
It's quite a project. It's called I Can't Stop Looking at the Sky. That's the overall name for the project that you have. And you have your journal.
Right.
And that did you write in that every day?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was kind of inspired. We talked a little bit about Lewis and Clark.
Yeah, yeah.
And I stopped at about, I don't know, 6 or 7 of their historic spots on this trip I took. And I was just, it's to occupy my mind, you know, to keep a journal. I was traveling by myself. And so at the end of the day, I'd write some things. And
did you relate more to Lewis or Clark? Which one?
Well, a little bit to both. You know, Clark was a guy who was, you know, the stronger, probably more steady, I suppose. I'm not an expert, but I found, you know, just a very simple thing in my truck. If I didn't keep my gear organized in the back, it gets pretty miserable pretty fast.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but Lewis was the more I don't know what the word is, more emotional of the two. I mean, he suffered severe depression, and there's huge lapses in his journal.
And after this was all finished, you decided to go visit his memorial, his grave?
Right. The recording was done, and I was finishing the design of the package, and I'd written the stuff for the book, and my editor had helped me get that together. And so I kind of felt like, and I'd always wanted to do this, but I wanted to go visit his grave, and it's on the Natchez Trace in Tennessee. And we were talking, a lot of people probably don't know, he committed suicide. And it's a terribly sad story, but he came.
It's the 11 o'clock air alert.
Hearing the sirens in the background.
Yeah.
But yeah, Lewis, he came back from that journey and was dead in 3 years. And he just couldn't adapt. And he was in a desk job as a, I think, the governor of Louisiana Territory, and
okay.
He got in debt, and he made bad investments, and he was addicted to, I think it was opium he took for malaria, and he was an alcoholic. He just absolutely fell apart. And he killed himself there, and he was buried there. It's a very modest memorial because it was built in the 1800s. And so I went down there. I just felt the need to do that and wrote about it. And even though my journal had been finished 4 years earlier, it was done when I came back, you know, that writing ended up being the kind of the afterword in the journal.
Okay.
And it helped sort of wrap up, and the project was being wrapped up, and I just put a lot of things to rest in my mind. And so...
So that's part of your journal?
Yes. It's, okay. I call it the afterword, and it's just talking about him and coming home, and I struggled, you know, coming back to... you know, quote, civilization after that trip, and because that was a life-changing trip. So, you know, I identified with that and to some degree with what he was dealing with.
Do you recommend it to anyone?
To take a trip like that, I definitely recommend that, you know.
Like I say, I think, you know, people have done like the Appalachian Trail or there's other trails, I'm sure, that take you for months or so away from your world that you're used to.
Well, and, you know, the themes in the project, one of them is home and sense of place, and, you know, and time is one of the themes. And if you go in the wilderness and you hike, time just takes on a totally different, there's nothing instant about hiking. You know, you can only walk so fast, and if it rains, you have to deal with it. And that sort of thing, it just boils life down to some bare essentials. And I just think that's necessary from time to time to do that. At least it is for me. So,
well, yeah. I mean, hiking, like you say, it's not only good for the body, it's good for the mind and soul as well. Yeah.
That's actually kind of a good transition to the song. We were going to do another song here. And it's in the project. It's called Any One of These. And it's about wilderness. And I actually ended up in my journal, I talked about when I went down to Lewis's gravesite, I actually there was nobody there. It was a gorgeous fall day, and I ended up sort of reciting these out loud, which, you know, seemed a little silly, but at the same time seemed kind of profound. But because obviously he had a great love of wilderness and adventure and discovery, and that's kind of what this is about. So if you want,
what's the title again?
It's called Any One of These.
Any One of These. Bill Price on guitar, and accompanied by Grover on cello here on WITT.